The Democratic Alliance notes President Ramaphosa's announcement of a move to lockdown level 2. And while we welcome this easing of restrictions, we call on the President to go further and commit to an end date for all lockdown restrictions as well as a state of disaster. The only possible reason for any further restrictions would be to allow everyone over the age of 18 the chance to get vaccinated. And since the 18 to 35-year-old group have had access to the vaccine since 20th of August, this deadline must now be well within our sight. At the very latest, this should happen by mid-November, which would give this age cohort a full 12 weeks to get both jabs. The deadline needs to be announced now so that businesses affected by lockdown restrictions can plan accordingly. It's not something that can be decided and announced at the last minute, as this would put even more businesses and jobs in jeopardy. If business owners know that there will be no more restrictions and curfews on the 15th of November, they can try to make plans to bridge their businesses over the period until then. If President Ramaphosa does not think that this is what needs to happen, he must give his and his government's reasons why not. South Africans have made an extraordinary sacrifice in order to comply with restrictions and regulations that are seldom explained or justified. The President needs to take citizens into his confidence and let them know precisely why these sacrifices must continue. Specifically, and this is important, he must set out the criteria his cabinet requires to be met for the state of disaster to be lifted so that everyone can know whether these are rational and fair decisions. I asked him this very question, whether there are specific conditions which must be satisfied before the state of disaster can be lifted, and if so, what they are, almost 4 weeks ago in a written parliamentary question, and I'm yet to receive a reply. And that's not good enough, particularly when government's decisions around lockdowns and economic restrictions already have so little credibility. It's also not good enough for the President to say, as soon as everybody has been vaccinated, when speaking of a return to normality, as we will never get to a point where everyone has had the jab. Furthermore, until such time as all restrictions are finally lifted, it is crucial that we start applying a regional model for these restrictions based on the healthcare capacity of the region. Infection rates and trends and vaccination rates differ greatly across different parts of the country. And there's no single neat wave that applies to the entire country or even an entire province. Coupled with this, some areas have sufficient hospital capacity to no longer warrant restrictions. It's extremely selfish to subject South Africans to more unnecessary economic hardship when the local conditions do not justify this. Citizens cannot be held to ransom by the whims of a group of people obsessed with central command and control of the economy, people who've never run a business themselves, never created a single job, and whose own jobs and salaries are never at stake, no matter how badly they get their COVID response wrong. It's important that citizens know what their side of the contract is in this compact between the governed and the government.